This is Cinderella, also known as Aschenputtel, collected by the Brothers Grimm. And this story can be a little bit frightening, a little bit disgusting, a little bit bloody. So if you don't like hearing stories like that, when I get to one of those parts, just take your two fingers and put them in your ears and count to five. And by the time you're finished counting, I'll be done with the gross, bloody part and we'll be good to go. I'm not going to start at the beginning because you know the story of Cinderella, and the Grimm version starts the way you think it's going to start. There's a girl, her name is Cinderella, or Aschenputtel. She lives with her mean stepsisters and stepmother. And the story goes as you expect it to until she gets to the ball. She meets the prince, dances with the prince, loses a shoe. The shoe actually doesn't happen to be made of glass. In the Grimm version, it's made of gold. From there, though, I think we can start. So the prince picks up the shoe and goes out to look for this girl, Cinderella, who's disappeared from his ball, and he goes to lots of different houses, and pretty soon he comes to Cinderella's house. And he holds out the shoe and he says, "Whoever's foot fits in this golden shoe will be my bride." Well, the stepsisters are thrilled, because you see, in a lot of versions of Cinderella, the stepsisters are ugly, right? Like, one is skinny like a chicken bone, the other one's fat like a kettle, neither one's particularly attractive. But in the real Grimm version of Cinderella, the stepsisters are very, very beautiful. Probably more beautiful than Cinderella. And they have perfect, beautiful little feet. So when the prince says, "Whoever's foot fits in this golden shoe will be my bride," they're thrilled. And the oldest stepsister flips her long golden hair and says, "Oh, let me try the shoe." And she goes and she takes the golden shoe and she goes into the back room and her stepmother follows her back. And she slides her perfect, beautiful little foot into the golden shoe, and it fits. Almost. Sorry. You see, her big toe is a little bit too big. She can't get it into the shoe. She tries and tries. It just will not fit. So the stepmother takes out a knife, and she says, "Cut off your toe. When you're queen, you won't have to walk anymore." Which is true, I guess, right? If you're queen, people, like, carry you around and stuff, right? Makes sense? So the stepsister takes a knife, cuts off her big toe, shoves her foot into the shoe, grits her teeth against the pain, and goes out to see the prince. And she hobbles out there, and you have to imagine that, you know, she wants to impress this prince. But it is not easy to impress a prince when you have just cut off your toe and shoved it into a golden shoe, because that probably hurts a lot. So she's gritting her teeth in unbearable pain, trying to smile at the same time, and she hobbles out there and she says, "It fits!" And the prince says, "My true bride." And he goes and he picks her up, carries her outside, puts her on his horse, and they ride away together. But they haven't gone very far when they pass the grave of Cinderella's real mother. And on this grave is a hazel tree. And in the tree are sitting two doves. And as the prince and the stepsister ride by, these two doves call out. They call out, "Coo, coo, there's blood in the shoe. The foot's too long, the foot's too wide. This is not the proper bride." Well, the prince pulls up his horse and stops and listens to the birds, because when birds talk to you, you should listen, right? Anyway, he looks back at the stepsister with long golden hair and a beautiful dress and down to the golden shoe, and indeed, he sees blood burbling up out of the golden shoe. And he looks and he goes, "Wait a minute, this isn't the right girl." So he takes a horse, turns it around, rides back to the house and says, "This is not the right girl. Do you have another daughter?" Well, they do. The second stepsister flips her long black hair and she says, let me try the shoe. And she takes the golden shoe and she goes into the back room and the stepmother follows her back. And she slides her perfect, beautiful little foot into the golden shoe and it fits. Almost. Yeah, you see, her heel is just a little bit too big. She can't get her heel to fit into the shoe. She tries and tries. It just will not go in. You might need your fingers now. So the stepmother takes out a knife and she says, "Cut off a chunk of your heel." So the stepsister takes the knife, cuts off a chunk of her heel, shoves the foot in the shoe, grits her teeth against the pain, goes out to see the prince and says, "It fits!" And the prince says, "My true bride." And they ride away together. But they haven't gone very far when they pass a cemetery with the grave and the two doves on the tree. And the doves call out again. They call out, "Coo, coo, there's blood in the shoe. The foot's too long, the foot's too wide. This is not the proper bride." Well, the prince pulls up his horse and stops and listens to the birds, because, again, birds talk, you should listen. And he looks back at the stepsister with the long black hair and a beautiful dress and down to the golden shoe. And indeed, he sees blood burbling up out of the golden shoe. And he goes, "Wait a minute, this isn't the right girl either," because he's smart like that. So he takes the horse, turns it around, rides back to the house, and says, "This is not the right girl. Do you have another daughter?" Well, they don't want to admit it. Cinderella's dirty. She's covered with ashes and cinders. But he insists. She gets cleaned up, comes downstairs, tries on the golden shoe, and it fits perfectly. And the prince says, "My true bride." And he picks her up, carries her outside, puts her on his horse. They ride away together, and they all live happily ever after. Almost. You see, they haven't gone very far when they pass the cemetery with the grave and the tree and the two doves, and the two doves call out again, but this time they call out, "Coo, coo, no blood in the shoe. The foot is neither long nor wide. This one is the proper bride." And they fly out of the tree, and they come and they land on Cinderella's shoulders, one on her right shoulder, one on her left, and there they sit. Well, the next day, the whole kingdom comes to celebrate the wedding of Cinderella and the prince. And everybody's in the chapel, and Cinderella's outside the chapel about to walk in, when who should approach her but the two stepsisters? And these stepsisters, they're limping a little bit, right? But they're smiling, and they say, "Dear Cinderella, we love you so much. We're so happy for you. We're so glad that you're marrying the prince." And she says, "Dear sisters, come, walk with me in my wedding." So the older stepsister stands on her right, and the younger one stands on her left, and the two doves are still sitting on Cinderella's shoulders. And as Cinderella walks into the chapel, now you're going to need your fingers again for this. As Cinderella walks into the chapel, the dove on her right shoulder leans over to the older stepsister and pecks out her left eye. The other dove leans over to the younger stepsister and pecks out her right eye. After the wedding continues, which is really weird, because if you can imagine a wedding like da-da-da-da-da-da-da, ah-ah, and then da-da-da-da, it just keeps going. Weird but true. After the wedding, Cinderella turns around to leave, and when she turns around, now the younger stepsister is on her right, and the older one is on her left. So the two doves lean over and peck out the stepsister's two remaining eyes. And the last line of the real, grim version of Cinderella is, "And so the stepsisters were punished with blindness till the end of their days for being so wicked and false." The end.
The dreams